I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump announced his administration is imposing new sanctions against North Korea. He spoke to a friendly audience at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington.
I do want to say, because people have asked, North Korea, we impose today the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before.
While he did not detail what the sanctions were, they are reported to include new action to further cut off sources of revenue and fuel that the regime uses to fund its nuclear program and sustain its military. On his way to the CPAC event, Trump spoke to reporters about the ongoing debate over gun control after the February 14th killing at a high school in Parkland, Florida. He has supported a proposal to arm some teachers with guns.
I see Congress wanting to act now for the first time. So we certainly have to strengthen background checks. Everybody agrees with that. And we're going to make background checks very, very strong. I'll be speaking about that at CPAC. Very, very important is to do that. And also, the mentally ill, people that are mentally, they have mental problems, we cannot allow them to have guns.
Florida's Governor Rick Scott also announced plans to make it, quote, virtually impossible for anyone who has mental issues to use guns after the deadly school shooting. The daughter of U.S. President Donald Trump is in South Korea. She made quick remarks as she arrived in South Korea, saying that she was happy to be there. She's expected to stay away from politics. This is VOA News. UN investigators say they have identified more than 40 South Sudanese officials and military officers who may be responsible for war crimes and crimes against humanity. The UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan released their report on Friday. In it, they detailed horrific acts of cruelty against South Sudanese civilians. Commission member Andrew Clapham had details.
There are victims that we've spoken to and who have given testimony to us who have been mutilated, gang raped, often by up to 1,000 men, if not more.
The alleged crimes occurred during South Sudan's ongoing civil war, which has killed tens of thousands and uprooted more than 4 million people from their homes. United Nations Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura on Friday called for an immediate ceasefire in Syria to stop both the horrific bombing of besieged eastern Ghouta and indiscriminate mortar shelling on Damascus. De Mistura said Russia, Iran, and Turkey must meet urgently to reinstate the de-escalation zones in Syria. The UN Security Council was set to vote on Friday on a resolution calling for a 30-day pause in fighting across Syria. Meanwhile, reports say that Syrian government warplanes, supported by Russia, pounded the rebel-held enclave of eastern Ghouta for a sixth straight day on Friday, killing at least 5 people. De Mistura said Thursday he hopes the UN Security Council will approve the proposed ceasefire, and he said that there are no alternatives to halting the fighting and allowing humanitarian access.
In an increasing incremental militarization of the conflict in eastern Ghouta, where civilians are suffering.
President Trump's Middle East peace plan is almost complete. That's what U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations said on Thursday.
They are coming up with a plan. The plan won't be loved by either side, and it won't be hated by either side, but it's a template to start talking.
That was U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley. She is the ambassador to the UN. She said it's up to the Israelis and the Palestinians to decide about two states. I'm Ann Ball.
That's
VOA
the latest
news.
World news from VOA.
VOA1, the best music.